if I'm not mistaken. His last name was like every once in a while they'll have old pictures in the newspaper, and I've seen one of him with a bunch of old, you know, men standing around the post office.
Okay. Any idea at all about his schooling after he got there? No school?
I'm sure they'd know this, you know, but I don't know.
Okay. And your other grandparents on your father's side, do you know anything about?
I don't know anything about their education. I'm just, you know, my grandmother was born in Logtown.
Logtown.
It was somewhere near Hattiesburg. I'm not sure how far away, but.
That's in Forest County?
I'm not sure.
Not sure about that? Okay.
But I guess it more or less disintegrated. Everybody moved away because she's talked about, you know, when they moved to Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, pack their stuff on a covered wagon probably. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay. What about, was she a housewife or? Okay. And her husband, what about his place of birth?
I don't know.
Not sure about that. But
nearby.
Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere.
What about his occupation?
I don't know.
Not sure. Okay.
There was, like I told you today, there was a doctor in there somewhere. I'm not sure who it was. I think it was a great great or a great grandfather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a doctor in Hattiesburg, I guess, when it was began.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do you know anything about your ancestry before your grandparents? Any idea where they came from? Whether okay.
I've got a cousin right now, Don, that works here in Hattiesburg, and he's little by little putting it together. He's, you know, writing people that the family knows, and he'll come over here every once in a while to get names and tell us what he's found out, you know. But
he's doing the genealogy.
Yeah, he's trying to. Trying to trace it. I don't think anybody before him has ever tried.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He wasn't inspired by Roots, so
I don't know. I think he started that before Roots came out.
Okay. And you're single, I guess? Okay, I don't have to ask
you yes.
a bunch of questions about your spouse then. All right. Roughly what size town is Hattiesburg as far as population? Any idea?
You know, I really don't have an idea.
30,000, 40,000? Just off the top of your head? Or is it larger than that? I really hadn't traveled around it that much. Been pretty much confined to this area.
I don't know.
Not sure. Okay.
I'm not sure, you know, I've been told, but I just never have retained it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, all right. All right, we'll get started in the questionnaire. You were talking about the rooms in your house, and you said that you call this room the
living room.
Yeah. You ever heard people around here call it anything else?
No.
Maybe the parlor? Does that mean anything to you?
No, that sounds like Beverly Hillbillies or something. <in there. laughs>
So you think the parlor strikes you as kind of old-fashioned? Then?
Right. It seems to be, you know, like the sitting room.
Yeah, right.
Where the settee is.
Uh-huh. What is that?
I think that's a word I've heard, you know, it's, for, isn't it French for couch?
For couch? Is that what you would call this?
Yeah, I don't call it a sofa. I know that's what it's supposed to be called, but I call it a couch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Just right off the top of your head, about how high would you say this ceiling is?
12 feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. All right, I want to ask you some questions about the fireplace and things that have to do with the fireplace.
Okay.
The thing on top of the house is usually made out of brick that smoke goes out of. Call that
a chimney.
Yeah. And what about if it's at an industrial plant or factory, the long, the tall thing that smoke comes out of? Would you call that a chimney?